Any investor optimism sparked by the new Prime Minister was very short-lived. The Australian share market quickly turned negative after a weak lead from Wall Street and then sharp falls in China. By the close, the All Ords dropped 1.4%, the ASX 200 index was down 1.5%, and stocks were down across the boards. Across the region, it's mixed. Japan's Nikkei is higher. There are steep losses in Shanghai. The Australian dollar was lifted by last night's leadership change, but it's now reversing those gains after the RBA's September minutes provided a gloomy global outlook. It's buying 71.1 US cents. The business community has broadly welcomed the change in Australia's Prime Minister. Economists are expecting a short-term boost to business confidence. There's no question business had been disappointed by the previous leadership team's ability to deliver economic outcomes. But a change in leadership alone doesn't fix the low-growth, low-productivity situation the Australian economy is in. Economist Sol Eslake says it's now up to Malcolm Turnbull to get things done.
If Malcolm Turnbull can deliver on what he promised last night to give a more positive, engaging, optimistic narrative around the Australian economy, then there'll certainly be a positive response to that. Whether that's sustained, of course, will depend on whether the rhetoric's accompanied by policy shifts, or if not immediate policy shifts, then a sense of hope.